When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
They were so, in 85 when Live Aid was here, one of the claims to fame, they opened Live Aid. John, I don't know if you remember this. It was Jack Nicholson on stage that I think was the first person out there to like welcome the world to Philadelphia in Live Aid.
I did not remember it was Jack Nicholson. I am
99% certain Jack starts it off with the microphone in his hands talking. Of course, you know, it was raising money and, you know, helping, you know, people that were poor in Africa and that whole thing. I mean, there was a lot going on then with, you know, a few different initiatives. And the Hooters were the first band. And then
that's a very big deal.
That's a big deal.
For sure.
That's an unbelievable thing. Man. And then I think it ended with Bob Dylan, I think. And, of course, you know, it started in England, you know, with Wembley, and then we got our chunk. And it was going back and forth for a time. But then at a certain point, it was only us because, you know, England was in the overnight AM phase. Mm-hmm. And then Led Zeppelin had a reunion. That was the first time Zeppelin had a reunion since John Bonham died.
I didn't remember that.
Was there somebody who
part.
Went back and forth? Was that
yeah,
the,
it was Phil Collins.
That was Phil Collins, yeah.
Phil Collins
yeah.
was the one person, and he stepped in for John Bonham. Hold on. I might be wrong about that. I know he introduced Zeppelin. I think he may have played.
It would make sense that he would have stepped
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think he played. I think he what was the one idea. That played the drums. I think. But I could be wrong on that one. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Eagles and Jags on Sunday. Our NFL pick shortly. Drop of the week soon as well. All of that this
It
segment.
Was Phil Collins. Good pull.
Good, yeah. All right, good stuff. Mike in Atlantic City. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Sorry about that the first time.
No worries, buddy.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm good. Before I get to my jailing point, I wanted to let you know that I wrote and produced a theme song. I think y'all need a theme song in the morning before y'all start off. So I wanted to send it to y'all.
Please do. Send it to James, and we'll give it a listen. And
yeah, just put Mike on hold when you're done. I'll take care of it.
I will. Mike, I appreciate you putting that time in, my man.
Thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good is it? Is it a 10? Is it a 6? What do we got?
It's a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Good man.
What's the genre of song?
It's a hip-hop song, but I think everybody would like it.
Sweet.
The way
Love
I put it together.
That works for me. All right, Mike, we will definitely check it out. I appreciate that.
Okay. My jailing point, I know you were saying that basically Jalen hasn't been playing well, but if you look around the NFL – scoring is down everywhere.
Yes, it is.
And
that's right.
You also have to look at, if you look at the Browns game, he passed for more yards against the Browns than any team, than any quarterback.
Good. Okay, I'm glad to hear. So you're saying of everyone that has faced the Browns this year, he had the most yards?
He had the most passing yards.
Good.
So
okay.
That's not why they're switching to a running team. They're using Saquon, which they should be doing, but I think when it comes down to it in the playoffs, you will see Jalen pass the ball more. And it's
I
not
think
like
so
he's
too.
Incapable of doing it.
We'll see.
I think it helps that.
We'll say.
I think it helps every game, every rep is getting Jalen better prepared for what the postseason's going to hold, which is everyone's going to try to mess with his mind. And he has to get ready for that.
Well, that
and
is
they're
right.
going to try to
yeah.
mess with our coaches' minds. And yeah. previously, our coaches have been, you know, gotten the better of when Andy Reid has messed with our minds, yeah. with orbit motion. We lost the Super Bowl because they messed with our coaches' minds.
All right, Mike, give me a great answer for a bad decision in a movie.
Bad decision in a movie in The Hangover when they brought Alan with them to Vegas because he roofied them.
All right, man. Mike, we'll put you on hold so we can get that song from you. We appreciate that. Devin, where are you right now on Jalen? You've definitely been more pro-Jalen than I've been. Where are you now through 7 games?
He's playing good football. I'm not going to say he's playing 2022 Jalen Hurts football, but I'm okay with them running the ball more versus passing it. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, I don't think he has to throw for over 300 yards in order to be, you know, a quote-unquote elite quarterback. As long as they're winning and he's not turning over the ball, I'm fine with him. Like, he's still, compared to a lot of the other quarterback play that we're seeing around the NFL right now, Jalen Hurts is doing pretty well. So I'm happy that he's kind of seemed to turn a corner here, especially with the turnovers, because that was killing us. I don't think that they changed the offense as a handicap to him, if that makes sense.
So
I don't think that throwing it necessarily means that you're a good quarterback. Like, look at Jared Goff for the Lions. They put up 52 points last week. Mm-hmm. He threw for 85 yards.
That's amazing.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that you are elite if you throw.
Am I the only person here that thinks Jalen has only had one good half in 14 halves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when else?
He played. Did he play well in the Green Bay game except for that atrocious pick at the end?
Well, there was two turnovers early.
Yeah. Two picks, okay.
And there was a fumble that wasn't
his fault. The pick at the end was the Atlanta game.
No, it could have been.
The pick in the end was a home game, a regular
It was the Atlanta game.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they got the ball back after the Saquon drop. Atlanta went down, scored a touchdown. Then they were trying to get the field goal and Dan threw the pick.
He had a great throw in the Green Bay game to AJ, who caught it in stride and ran like 70 yards or something for a touchdown.
The Saquon touchdown throw in
Saquon
Green Bay.
That was a beautiful throw. Yeah. That might have been his best throw of the year.
Other than the Devontae one last week.
Devontae last week, that was a great throw. I've never doubted his deep ball, but I have doubted his timing and his touch. Not his touch. I've doubted his timing on shorter passes. But
did you see the comment that Baldinger made? It was on Twitter. It wasn't, you know, he didn't say it. But somebody had asked him about why the offense maybe has changed or evolved or whatever since the bye. And his response was some of the players were tired of the offense, so they spoke up.
I did see that.
So, well, remember, I'm pretty sure it was after the Cleveland game. Lane Johnson said, we've got to go more tempo. We are snapping the ball way too late in the count. It's helping. So, you know, you see, like, some little things changing. Like, and they're going more up.
Totally. And Lane's probably a big part of that. Because Baldy probably has – if I'm just guessing here, Baldy and Lane –
They're tight.
From what I've sensed through the years, it seems like they have a good relationship. So I would guess that comes from Lane. And, look, good by the players, Lane or whomever, whoever goes to the coach and says, hey – let's do some stuff different. That's good stuff. All right, let's get to our picks as we do every Friday at this time. Our picks in this case are week 9 of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, getting a little tighter here. John with a 2-1 record last week. I was 1-2, so I come in at 14-10. John 12-12. Week 9. Mr. Ritchie, what are we looking at with your picks this week?
The Dolphins are getting 5.5 points, and I know it hasn't been good at times this year, but you got Tua back. Last week was his first week back in a while. You know, Tyreek Hill, it wasn't perfect last week, but they are, I don't know, finding their way again. I think they can keep it closer. It is a divisional battle. 5.5 points for a divisional fight seems too big. So I'll take the Dolphins.
I thought about that one. I'm going to go to a different one that to me feels too big, and I'm no believer in the Raiders, but I'm not a believer in the Bengals. So Cincinnati, a 7.5-point favorite, too much. Raiders plus the 7.5. And I'll say this. This is a big game for Cincy from this standpoint. If they lose it, or even, frankly, if it's close, then the Bengals just aren't that good.
They're done. Yeah.
So if they lose it, they are done. Raiders plus 7.5 at Cincy.
And they still might not be done based on the way the Bengals have operated in last few years.
John, they have dug a hole. They're in worse shape this year
than they have been recently. The Bucs are getting 8.5 points at Arrowhead. I know the Bucs have been problematic this year too, and they are without their top two wide receivers. We know what that looks like. But, man, 8.5 points is huge. That is a massive line, and Baker Mayfield is going to figure out a way to distribute the ball, even though he doesn't have Godwin or Evans. You know, they'll figure it out. Keep it closer than 8.5. So, Bucks plus 8.5 at Kansas City.
All right, my second game is also a plus, and it's Dallas. Look, this is another one where it's like, Dallas, man, what the heck are they? But also Atlanta, what the heck are they? I remember when the season started, y'all said they were going to be the dark horse team from the NFC. You know, they get Cousins. I don't know. Both these teams have been scuffling. I'm just going to tell you I think Dallas is better, and that's why I'm picking Dallas plus the 3 at Atlanta this weekend.
The Lions are giving 2.5 points at the Packers. Remember, Jordan Love has the groin issue. I'm going to guess he's going to fight and try to play, but he's limited to some degree, mobility-wise, and that could factor in. The Lions are really, really fun to watch offensively, and 2.5 points seems like a small enough line that I can feel comfortable that the most dominant offense schematically in football can rack up enough points to cover.
So my final pick is Arizona, and I don't know if I've picked Arizona in the last 5 years, but they're playing the Bears, who are probably a phony baloney good record team. Arizona minus a point and a half. It's in Arizona. I'm picking the Cardinals, and I don't even believe in them, but I don't believe in the Bears either. So those are our picks.
So all right. What were you? What was your second one?
My second one was Dallas plus three.
Dallas plus three.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that game in Atlanta?
How do you feel picking Dallas plus three?
Dirty. You know, feel like it's very dirty, but you know, it is. It's kind of like watching a Sixers game right now. James, how do you feel watching the Sixers? Like they play again tonight, James? Does that tickle your funny bone?
Do they play tonight?
No, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm not skipping a Sixers game.
Yeah,
for
you're good.
I didn't want to say anything.
Your schedule will be free tomorrow to watch the Sixers. Joel.
Here's where I'm at. If the Hooters are good tonight, which they will be, if they're back in town again tomorrow, which maybe they are, back to the Hooters tomorrow.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. How do I feel about watching the Sixers? I don't want to. That's how I feel. Like, I don't want to watch them. I really don't. Like, I don't want to watch right now.
You got it, my man. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one of John's former teammates and one of the great birds texts me here. And, John, he says you were wrong with the name call of a play.
Oh, here we go.
What was it?
Here we go. John Runyon says it was called Pass 67 Solid.
Oh, you're right, man. Pass 67 Solid was the protection. And, of course, the offensive lineman remembers this protection specifics. I'm thinking, what were the routes on the outside? Was it double go? I think it was double go. Yeah, you're right. Pass 67 Solid.
That's great,
double
man.
Double go.
Well, Big John, we appreciate you listening to us and your years of service with the Birds.
John Runyon.
And make sure if any Eagle has an infraction, you don't rack them up. with
John Runyon is, thank you for listening. Yeah. John Runyon, you know.
I know, casual.
That
casual.
Is pretty
and
amazing.
You know what's funny? Whenever you do start talking all football technical like that, I'm like, he could be speaking another language right now.
Totally.
Right now, and
it is a different
thing.
Language.
Totally. Like, I would never know if that was correct or not. You could be making it up.
But that's something that you have to remember when you're talking about Jalen Hurts and evaluating the way he's playing football this year. He told us it was 95% new terminology. It's a new language. He has to get up to speed, not just with the plays themselves, but with the protection terminology.
And it's not just him, John, right? It's
those
the other
calls
players
to everyone else on the offensive line, the backs, the wide receivers. It really
one
is
person
a
gets
lot
it,
of
you
talking
know,
for Jalen.
An X wrong on that play call, and you're screwed.
All right, let's get to the drop of the week. Of course, brought to us, as always, by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com. Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
Already, Sutsu, what are we looking at this week?
All right, we got a good week. Let's dive in. Starting with Richie making this noise, which I enjoyed.
Trying to fumble with it and boing, just right into the hands of the guy behind.
boing. It's okay. I like it. It could be versatile. Could, you know, throw it in there. All right, let's keep it rolling. This is probably a little funnier. Caller Paul. Paul in Downingtown took a little shot at you about being presidential or not.
Joey, if you do run for president, you know, the problem might be with Richie there is optics because John looks, you know, very presidential and you look, well, a little more first lady-ish. And
That is.
He took that to a... an unnecessary place.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
The delivery was great, too.
I'll say
very
this.
Casual delivery.
If a public figure said that, that's the kind of thing to get that person canceled.
Uh-oh.
But Paul, I don't take it there. We're good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you do take it places sometimes. And you did it with Brandon Graham in studio making this joke.
The starting quarterback for the Eagles in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You have to cut your hair and go bald.
What if I tell you I've already cut my hair and I am bald?
He's not. He's lying. I'm looking at
No. James.
No.
Even Brandon Graham could figure out what that was about. Clean it up down there.
You can hear Brandon go,
That's good, man. It works, by the way. I'm just saying.
All right, let's keep it rolling.
Not something people share.
Agree. Yes. Yeah. To keep it to yourself, guys.
And I take it back.
Okay, good. Thank you for that.
Sure.
All right. One thing you definitely can't take back, because it's out there. The Conklin bit heard around the world.
Oh, my God.
The attack ad. Here's a little taste of Conklin going after the hammer.
Wait till you hear Joe's position on family planning.
Typically pull it out when it could benefit me.
And freedom to make decisions about our own bodies.
I gave you my nipples.
What?
Belts to asses.
Joe's promised he would govern as a dictator if elected. Rashist behavior.
Yeah!
He pranced around with a rash on his ass for 3 years and didn't even know it. A blatant rashist.
A three-year rash.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. It was so good, I gotta play another part of it.
Plus, he admires dictators.
I went Caesar on his ass!
An authoritarian who wants to undermine American democracy.
Vinny Vici!
Arrogant.
That is damn impressive!
Impotent.
I can't get it up.
Egotistical.
I am the greatest thing to ever come from Phil.
Bottom line, Joe DiCamera is a total piece of
shut his hole!
I'm John Ritchie, and I approve this message.
It really was good.
It was amazing. I've never done two parts of the same Conklin bit and drop of the week, but I had to.
That could win. Clearly that could
win. Yeah, I think front runner for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you pointed this out as it happened. John Ritchie got a little like happy.
Are you stronger than you've ever been? Like, do you feel like you can light people up better than you've ever done before? Because it really feels like you are, like, humiliating people at times. Like, seriously, is this just like you're so well, like, learned with, like, angles now, 15 years in, like, you can just, like, use like Tai Chi almost and like just break people.
It was a lot of likes.
I had it at 12.
That is incredible. I don't know how it deteriorated to that point, to that degree, but yeah.
It's astounding.
It's, yeah.
Really bad.
The great president, the head of the prep for many years, and he was a teacher for me for 1 year in ninth grade. Of course, ninth grade, you'd specialize in saying like, and he would always say, Mr. DiCamera, I do not want to know what it's like. I want to know what it is. The great father Sauter. It was a great line trying to get like
out of your language.
Like out of everybody's vocabulary.
It's good work.
Right, well done. Yeah.
All right. Somehow, some way, we were talking about you crumpling up a paper and poor Ruben tomorrow take some shrapnel.
All right, time's yours, which is in a piece of paper here that I accidentally just crumpled up. Let me get to it. Time's yours is brought to us by...
You're a premature crumpler?
I am. Yeah.
I don't know another way to put that.
No, I know. It basically means you fold under pressure.
You did.
Funny that Ruben laughed there. A lot of experience from Ruben. And with that, let's hit it with time shorts.
Damn!
Wow, shrapnel. I caught a heavy piece of shrapnel right there.
That wasn't even shrapnel. That was a dagger directly to you.
I apologize for that.
It is unbelievable. We've become, like, I love Ruben. He is
unprovoked.
It's so good. Totally you just unprovoked. Go right at him.
I really do.
It's great.
Devin,
he just rolls.
Isn't it wild
he does.
We're friends with Ruben. Like,
I love it. Right? I love it. And
it's
he's
insane.
Honestly, like, one of my favorite people in Philly
Me
sports
too.
That
he's
I've
amazing.
Met.
He's
so
an amazing
nice.
Man.
He's totally. A great dude.
I can't believe totally. That man was in charge of the Philadelphia Phillies.
I can't believe it either. And the very first time I ever met Ruben, he was kneeling at Joe's feet, pulling his socks up, fixing his stirrup. Because Joe couldn't figure out how to do it right for himself. Like, that was so selfless.
Yeah, he fits into the show.
Joe,
he's,
I used
he's
to
knew
he had a great sense of humor when he would call the newsroom during our show. You know, Angela used to have Winners and Weasels.
Yep.
And he would call, and I'd answer the phone, you know, newsroom. If I don't get Weasel of the Week this week, I'm going to be ticked. I would be dying laughing. I go to that. Now Ruben really wants to win it again this week. I was like, great. I think you've won it like 4 weeks in a row, Rube, so
That's
you got
awesome.
A pretty good shot.
Look, he's a true Philadelphian, and we're really lucky to have him with us here at WIP.
He's the best. All right, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of Philadelphians, Nick Sirianni, turning it around a little bit this week. We heard a little audio we played on the show from a team meeting. Definitely good enough for Drive of the Week.
Here's what we talked about. Doubt, criticism, and hate, right? You got to bell block all that out. Well, it's the same deal with praise. Block it out. So now we're getting praised. Put your f***ing head down and work because there's nothing like the work. What was the line, Tyler? Treat praise like perfume. Smell it, sniff it, whatever f*** you got to do with it, don't drink it.
It's a great line.
It's really good,
I love
man.
It so much.
It's a great line. I mean, it's got meaning. It's not just a great line.
It's funny, but
important.
Totally.
Smell it, sniff it, whatever you got to do with it, just don't drink it.
It's a great message.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of a great line, Ben Davis on Halloween at your expense, Jeff.
We welcome in our guy, Ben Davis. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
Rest of the day and all of it on Halloween to you,
Joe,
as well.
I got to tell you, that's a great mask.
Listen. Listen, one-liner.
Wow.
Not nice.
Delivered so perfect.
For those that don't know, I had at that moment nothing on.
No mask, yes.
Nothing but
just
my regular
your face.
So.
All right, a couple more. Joe, last week we all remember you had this.
Oh, really yeah.
Classic, oh, yeah, that, you know, will be a part of the show moving forward.
Of course.
But when Jason Kelce was on, you kind of did it again.
I do think there's something about seeing people that were big when you were a kid still.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones that always kind of feel the most impactful.
Ew.
Joe, you got to stop.
You did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That one's.
That one's here,
ready?
Worse.
Sorry. So here's one.
Oh, really yeah.
And here's two.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Hey. You're doing that to so Jason's good. Voice as he's. What's he talking about exactly?
I don't know.
I couldn't hear anything Jason was saying after that.
Get to know people that you were a fan of as a kid.
So good. So good, Joe. Yeah. Keep the oh yeahs coming. Okay. All right, we have two more. One is the aforementioned Jason Kelce. Hilarious idea of how he wanted to mess with his daughter Ellie on Halloween.
Is we got like this like dinosaur outfit for Ellie, our middle child. And the moment I took it out of the box, I just saw the fear in her eyes of this like dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
She's afraid of her own costume?
So she's nixed the dinosaur. So of course. So of course.
Best laid plans.
So of course I put the dinosaur hat on after that. And just like shaking with fear.
Oh no.
What I wanna do is wear the dinosaur hat and come around one of the trees on Ellie.
Of course.
That's the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah, like, I don't terrify know what your child.
She's supposed to be terrified.
Right,
this
exactly.
is what this is.
That's great, man.
I love it. It's so funny.
That's great.
What a great idea. All right, one more. It just happened a little over an hour ago. A great story that I had no idea about Dick Vermeil almost going into the stands to fight a fan. Chuck Bednarik stops him, and here was this line Dick had about it.
Anyway, thanks for Chuck. Part of that scene is in that highlight film.
You know, Dick, Bednarik might have saved your job. If you get to that guy and wail away on him, you might have gotten fired.
I might have got my ass kicked.
That's great. All right, so we got the Vermeil thing, which is great. We got Richie and the likes. We got the Conklin thing, which is phenomenal. We got that.
No.
We got Sirianni's message.
I think it has to be Conklin.
I do too.
Like, it was one of the best bits of all time. Like, yeah, it has to be Conklin.
So. For sure.
All right, Joe, you have one drop of the week. Well done there by Conklin. All right, great to be with you from Borgata on this Football Friday as we get ready for the Eagles and Jags. We can also round out three different Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, Mr. Richie, I've got the poll results here in front of me, so let's take them one question at a time. First off, John, you tell us who's going to win tomorrow, Penn State or Ohio State?
Ohio State.
How closely do you follow this?
Not very closely.
Yeah, I don't
But either. Ohio State... you know, they've gotten the better of this matchup for quite some time.
Oh, and yes, they have.
Didn't they just have a bad loss, Ohio State? Who did they lose to? Like, I don't know, was it Oregon? Or
I think they lost this year.
Oregon's pretty good.
I think.
No, there was some team, I can't remember
anyway.
What it was.
All right, so John, how do you think people voted? Penn State, Ohio State?
I'm going to guess, man, this is tricky because Penn State, we've got a lot of fandom nearby. I'm going to say it's 51% like Penn State.
52% pick Ohio State.
Wow.
But you're basically just about there. Yeah. I still need someone pump me up and tell me Penn State's going to win this game. 215-592-9494. Some PSU alum, please weigh in and turn the clock back and let's get a W here.
Back how far?
30. Back
Kerry Collins. Can we do that?
Kerry Collins. That'll work. I was going to say 86, but that'll work. All right, second question, John.
That was very lucky. Once again, that was close. That was a close guess.
Yeah.
I did not deserve to be close on that. That was total guess.
Well, the question is, does Penn State deserve to be close? Just go win a game that matters. That's all I'm saying. All right. Next question. This is the really important question today. Who would people rather have as the Eagles head coach, Doug or Nick? All right, let's all go on the record. James, your answer is what?
Nick.
Okay, I am Doug. John, you are?
Doug.
Devin, you are?
Nick.
And Rhea, break the tie.
Nick.
So three Nicks and two Dougs here. All right, John, how do you think people voted online?
Man.
It's a tough one, man.
Doug won us a Super Bowl, so he's going to win this thing. I'm going to say 60% say Doug Peterson.
55% say Nick.
Wow. That's surprising.
How about that?
What How a couple that? Weeks Nick has had, huh?
Oh, man, you're not kidding. We do this poll after week two or four or whatever. All right, final question. Who would win the fight? 56-year-old Doug, 43-year-old Nick.
I'm going to guess that the general consensus, like the good feeling surrounding Nick, is going to carry over to this fight. People are going to handicap Doug for being too old. Nick's going to win with a 70% that he wins the
51%
fight.
51%. Nick.
Wow.
Nick gets the verdict. Let's go to the phones. Anthony right now in New Jersey. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
Anthony, what's that all about?
Yeah, what is all that about?
Seriously, are you trying to do something here?
I was trying to buy Devin lunch, but...
Wow!
Oh, here we go. It's getting weird. It's getting weird.
Wait, what did he say?
That's exciting.
He wants to buy you lunch.
I'm trying to buy Devin lunch, but if she's married or involved, I totally apologize.
I'm not married. I have a boyfriend who's listening right now and is probably not very happy with you. But thank you for the offer. Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, probably not very happy with you.
I do not mean any trouble. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You know what?
That was okay. Stand up. It's the right way to go about it.
Yeah. He does seem like a stand up guy.
It's all good, Anthony.
Okay, now let's get to it. Chuck, you're on probation. I do not want to hear Chuck's voice on WIP 94.7 all week. Chuck, man, you let me down.
So you meant 24/7, not 94/7, right?
Yeah,
we're 94.1, 24/7.
Okay, yes, sir.
So, Anthony, here's my question to you. Do you believe when Chuck said that his phone, it was something about hitting the steering wheel and it disconnected
him? Baloney. I've been listening to Chuck. He's a great caller. I'm not taking that away from him. I've been listening to him for a while, and his call never dropped until the one time he moved and beat the hammer. It's pretty strange there, man. Then he got the nerve
it's a little fishy.
To go at a fan, a listener, before his poor performance. Come on now. That's Nick Sirianni type, man. Chuck, about Nick Sirianni. Not go after the fans, Chuck.
Call Anthony, this is an entertaining call. Anthony, you got a shot to win our prize here today. What was the bad decision in a movie?
Bad decision in the movie, The Godfather, when he lied to his wife about having his sister, husband, killed.
Well, I would say that's a good decision.
He kind of had to lie about killing Carl.
Yeah. James, what is the worst decision in The Godfather?
That's a good question. I mean, Tessio probably trying to turn. You know, it's up there.
How about, I forget the name of it.
Maybe getting involved in organized crime.
I mean, look,
organized
Sollozzo
crime?
Trying to take over the Corleone.
That could be a good overarching.
You know, trying to, you know, end
Could be that. I mean, is it Sollozzo that gets killed by Michael?
Yeah, it's Sollozzo and McCluskey.
Sollozzo, him agreeing to the dinner.
Yeah, they're agreeing to dinner. Him just trying to go after the Corleones to begin with.
Sollozzo.
Sounds like it's Sollozzo. His name is Sollozzo. Sollozzo.
I don't know the worst.
Wait a second. So,
Anthony, I got it. It's got to be Jimmy Conn racing.
Oh, yeah, falling out. Yeah, that's it.
Falling into the traffic.
Which, again, we come back to Carl. There you go.
Yeah.
Classic.
And but guys, you could say her marrying Carl, which is a whole nother matter.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, a guy, Anthony, just called up and at the drop of a hat,
tried
to ask Devin out.
Yeah. Hey, quote Wayne Gretzky and miss 100% of the shots
you're right, but there that was go. So aggressive.
It wasn't so aggressive. It was nice. Devin,
did
you handled it well.
In a classy way.
It wasn't so aggressive. It was classy.
He even apologized if she was, had a boyfriend or a husband ahead of time.
I thought both parties acquitted themselves well.
He called in today with the expectation that he was going to ask Devin out?
Well, I just want to know the strat. Like, what if I said yes, how would we
go
about
I would have talked you out of it, and that would have been the end of it.
Yeah, like, what was the next step?
Well, I'll tell you the next step.
It's hard to say. You could put him on hold and give him your number and so on and so forth.
But it's got to be so hard to say yes to that when you don't know Anthony at all. At all.
I would agree.
Well, you had a whole summer of that, so I guess.
Which makes it very, very difficult to judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that summer didn't work out very well, right?
No, summer John did not work out.
But I like to think it helped him get a girlfriend this year.
But it didn't. Not at all.
I gave you practice.
No,
it like did the opposite.
I bet you your girlfriend heard it last year and said to herself, he's single?
I don't think that's the case at all.
He's interested, and he sounds like a good guy.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ask her if that elevated or began her interest in you. I mean, it's possible.
I will. I'll ask her.
Possible.
And Richie, right. I appreciate you immediately taking on the protective dad role there with Anthony, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Gary right now in Vineland, New Jersey. What's going on, Gary?
What's going on? It's funny he was talking about The Godfather because Coach makes me think of Michael Corleone. Just when I want to quit, he pulls me back in.
Who's this, Nick?
Oh, he does.
Nick,
yeah. That's, you're right. That's interesting.
When you're frustrated with him to the end, he does something or says something, and you're like, all right, he's good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree with that.
And I agree with John. They are not going to win this weekend.
Who's they? Oh, Penn State?
They
are. Get it?
Oh, they are. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I missed the. So no one has called and said Penn State will win. Okay.
Because they're not.
Oh, Gary.
You put it pretty succinctly.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, every year they get up
every
the
year.
Top 10, and then they get killed by.
But normally, but Gary, I'll say this. Normally, Penn State's more like a 12 or a 15 at this time. This is a third-ranked team. I don't know when they've been that high in the last 10 years.
What's Ohio State? Like, is they
four? Before they play Ohio State, usually.
No, not normally. Normally.
Right. So when they lose, if they lose to Ohio State.
Well, then they go back to like nine.
What do they drop to?
Yeah, nine.
Yeah.
And John, you were right. They lost to Oregon, and Oregon's won, and they lost by 1 point.
That's not a bad loss.
No.
Oh, that's not a bad loss at all.
I think it was in Oregon, too.
Okay.
Last year they were in the top 10, and they played Michigan, and then they disappeared.
But it's always
and thankfully
the big
Michigan
game.
For Penn State's sake has taken a step in the wrong direction. They just haven't taken the leap to pass Ohio State.
What they should have done, Gary, is still play Devin's Pitt Panthers and cleaned up on them like they used to.
Okay.
You know,
I don't know. Could be a good matchup.
It was
this season.
This Ohio State Michigan thing that's kind of caused a problem the last 30 years.
I mean,
or
they
put another way, 28
Rutgers.
Years.
The week after Michigan, they did take Rutgers down, the powerhouse.
Yeah. All right, Gary, give me a great answer. A bad decision in a movie.
I say Jaws when they close the beach. I mean, ask Devin.
It's already been said.
Devin can eat a car.
Left it open. They left the beach open.
All right, so
left the beach open.
So he's saying when they did, but they eventually closed it.
But then why was that a bad decision?
Well, it's what he just said. I don't know.
I think he meant to say the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, then say it right. Too bad. Say all right, let's
even if he did, it wouldn't have counted. Because
it's been said already, yeah.
I apologize that I said it because that apparently was everybody's answer.
That's causing issues. All right, Guided Door and Window, Win of the Weekend as we get you set for this weekend. Of course, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. To look ahead, buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, this weekend, all right, what do we got? Obviously, the Eagles and Jags on Sunday. Lots of NFL games. Keep your eye on Dallas. They could win. They could lose. Let's try to assess what kind of team Dallas is and whether
they could tie.
They could
front run and then lose like they usually do.
I'll tell you what, Dak Prescott better get it together or he may not be there much longer.
He just got paid, Joe, offseason.
James, how about in the podcast this week when it was Trayvon Diggs and Micah Parsons discussing the top 10 quarterbacks in football, neither one of them says Dak Prescott.
And it never, they were like talking about, and I'm going, are they even going to mention Dak?
That is
amazing.
That is really something. So, all right, so all the NFL, obviously Penn State, Ohio State, as we've been discussing, Sixers and Flyers both in action. So a lot of stuff this weekend. And Joel, please just get right and get in there at some point. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And also baseball free agency. We shouldn't forget that.
When's Joel going to play?
Huh?
When is Joel going to play?
February. I don't think anyone knows.
I don't know.
It's John. Stunning. It's stunning that here we sit. We're into the season, and we really don't have any idea.
No.
He's got an injury that they're going to tell us when he feels healthy enough.
There's no question.
I don't feel confident that that's anytime soon.
I agree with you. Yep. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You guys missed the opportunity. Go back to Tuesday's interview with the coach and listen to John Ritchie give a, oh, yeah, moment. Go back and listen.
Sometimes when you get into that 21 or 22 personnel or even 13 personnel at times,
Time's Yours.
It is exciting. 21 and 22. 21 personnel is regular. That's two backs. That's usually a fullback in the game, and 22 is two backs and two tight ends.
That's right.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Joe, if you're going to partake in that naked bike ride, you better be careful of the chain there, Mr. Tripod.
Well, the tripod thing would be a problem.
Oh,
and,
God.
And what about the chain?
The chain on the bike.
So I would, like, wrap myself and...
That's the implication.
That wouldn't be good.
Hey, I happened to be at Marion yesterday while Joe was playing, and I overheard his golf ball. It said, home, I have no home.
Home, I have no home.
Oh, Chuck, stay in your lane. That was pathetic. Don't ever challenge again.
Look, I got one more crack next week at trying to beat 100 before I pack this summer in and fall in 2025 or 4, whatever the hell we're in. I got to break 100. Whatever
it is. The 24.
I screwed up.
Man.
It's Friday. Let's do an Eagle chant. Ready?
Wait, was he trying to make fun of Devin?
Yes, he was.
I thought so, but then I thought maybe not.
No, he definitely is.
James, play that again. Play that again.
It's Friday. Let's do an Eagles chant. Ready?
Yeah, that's definitely on purpose, Joe. Come on.
So I'll never get. I'll never live this down.
That was really good, by the way.
It will haunt me forever. It was good.
That hurt my brain hearing that guy's voice. That was hard.
He did a great job with that.
All right, and with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments.
Well done, sir.
I have to say, I was distracted. That wasn't me. By the Sixers just posted they had a Halloween party and Joel Embiid is there, like all dressed up, having fun. And
God.
I know he's allowed to have fun.
It doesn't feel fun.
But come on.
It doesn't feel as fun.
You're healthy enough to go to a party.
I know.
Please.
It's an Andrew Bynum bowling moment. Yeah.
Dressed up as
that
an
distracted
ambulance.
Me for a moment.
Good Lord.
He was Batman, actually.
Well,
Joel's Batman?
Yeah.
Joe.
He's a wise man.
Hey, no, you need
injured people, you know, prone to injury wearing Batman costumes.
There you go. All right, Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing well, Ed.
So I've been thinking a lot about how our offense is evolving into this, you know, more run-focused approach. And I still think it could be, like, a very, like, dynamic offense, even with more of a focus on the run. I mean, you kind of look at what these Shanahan and his offshoots are doing with all, like, the jet motions and the loop motions and, you know, the centers pulling. I think, you know, there's – and a lot of that Jalen can kind of, like, dictate at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, it's not like you're, you know – offense of the late 90s.
No, but you got to have a receiver that can run, and AJ Brown would have to be that guy because Devontae's too small and no one else is good enough. So the question is, do they want to hand the ball to AJ, you know, 2 to 5 times a game? I don't know. Maybe. He could certainly do it, but would they want him to get beat up? I don't know.
If you're going to do
that kind of motion, you have to give the ball to the guy at some point and the defense isn't going to respect it. I mean, what the 49ers do with...
You can give it to him one time. You can fake it to him. It really, like, that jet motion is doable. We don't do enough motion.
No, I
for
know.
My taste. I'd like to see it.
Ed, we got to move fast here, my man. Give me a bad decision in a movie.
When Dale and Brennan try to turn their beds into bunk beds, stepbrothers.
Okay, that's you got funny. It. I think Thelma and Louise at the end would have been a better answer, but okay. All right, Billy Bats giving a hard time to Joe Pesci. Great answer. The Pharaoh not heeding Moses' words to, you know,
let his people go.
Let his people go. The Jurassic Park fiasco of the dinosaurs are back and they're running amok.
Fiasco.
That's really good.
The
we made them.
John Wick's a great one, too.
John Wick is a great one. And then you got Uma Thurman and Kill Bill and the whole Bill thing.
I love the John Wick just because you thought it was Denzel Washington.
Well, I did screw up.
Denzel right. as John Wick.
James, let's move fast. James, your vote.
I'm voting John Wick.
John?
Definitely John Wick.
Devin?
John Wick.
And there it is. Congratulations, although I think that was more or about me than John Wick.
Definitely was.
You think?
Right. Mike, you have won kind of in a phony baloney way, but you have won. Everyone have a great, great weekend. By the way, go Birds! We'll talk to you on Monday. Joe and Hugh are up next.